These parables that Jesus tells today aren't about straightforward business transactions. Nor are these parables about how much we can own or possess or control. These parables are about the opposite of this. They're actually about what takes possession of us. In the first parable, we hear of someone, maybe a labourer working in a field, finding a buried treasure. This probably isn't as fanciful as it might seem. In the days before banks and financial institutions, the only real way to protect your money was to hide it, to bury it. So perhaps finding buried treasure wasn't that unusual. What is unusual is what happens next. The finder doesn't claim the treasure. He buries it again, sells everything, and buys the field. It's not the treasure itself that's taken hold of him. It's the joy of discovery. In Jesus' world, finders are indeed keepers, but not keepers of things. They are keepers of joy. Then there's the hard-working merchant who makes his living looking for pearls. This isn't just a job. He has a love of pearls. And in amongst all the pearls that he's seen, there is one that he values beyond compare. For all the routine of his job, something jumps out at him. It takes hold of him and he lets everything else go in pursuit of the priceless pearl. Jesus tells us to be prepared for surprises amongst the ordinary routine of life. If we pay attention, we will be astonished. What marks all these parables is the joy of surprise and the freedom that it brings. This is their greatest discovery.